Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Welcome, everybody. Great to be with you as we begin a new week of broadcasting here on KSLM, Reliable News Talk Radio. Yes, this show is politics, friends, because it makes way too much impact in your life every single moment of your day, actually. Isn't that sad? Did it used to be that way? I don't know. Seems like, you know, I don't know if you feel this way, but it just seems like life used to be simpler. I mean, don't you think? I mean, really, do you remember life being this complicated at the most basic level? I mean, look, the legislature in Oregon, and frankly, politicians everywhere, certainly back in Congress in the swamp, just seem to make decision after decision after decision. New laws. I mean, heck, I was part of that, right? I served in the House of Representatives 8 years. We made lots of laws. And with every law comes administrative rules. And things like, this new Real ID Act, you know, that's been in the story. We're going to have to comply with the federal government's Real ID to be able to get on an airplane. Well, yeah, Oregon finally changed the law. And guess what? You're not going to be able to even get a new Real ID driver's license to fly on an airplane until July. Why? Because DMV can't get it done in time. That's all because of bureaucracy, folks. It just seems that every day, I mean, it's just, there's a million stories like that. Like this story today about, there is an editorial in the Bend Bulletin about how the legislature, trying to do somewhat of the right thing, says that, you know, state agencies have to be accountable. They have to try to, well, they have to engage in auditing. Now, the Secretary of State's office does some auditing, but they don't audit every agency, every dime that is spent or wasted of your tax dollars. They don't. They only do selective audits. And they've done a pretty good job, and that's, which is, you know, one of the reasons that Kate has been embarrassed by some of former Secretary of State Dennis Richardson's audit division reports, which just showed continual ignorance, incompetence, or willful ignoring, I guess, of the provisions in Oregon law that you have to audit. Now, that leads us to the story today, this editorial about how a whole bunch of agencies are not being audited. They're not engaging in internal audits, even though the law says they have to. Why? Why would that be? Well, I'm going to tell you why. Also want to talk about, do actions speak louder than words? Do actions speak louder than words? I mean, just think about that in your own personal life. Remember, how well did that work with your kids, by the way, for you to say one thing but then do another? They immediately picked up on that, didn't they? Do as I say, not as I do? Right. That's not a winning, it's not a good philosophy at all. Neither is it when an elected official in Oregon, with a lot of power, does one thing, gets called on it, and then has to write an op-ed. Saying, no, I oppose this, but I had to do this because of, really? That's ridiculous. That it's how the Democrats go in this state. At least a major newspaper actually called them on it for a change. Also, cap and trade is coming back, folks. And it's coming back in the February session because the excuse, and it's just an excuse, is that there are initiatives out there that would eliminate all carbon emissions. Now, I just want you to think about that for a moment. How do you think the people of Oregon would vote if they understood what it would mean to them to have all carbon emissions eliminated by a certain point in time? Where would you get your power? Where would you get your ability to drive anywhere? How would that help us, say, move interstate commerce from, through the state of Oregon? No, there's lots of interesting things. It is only an excuse, and it is done on purpose. And it's been done on purpose because the people that are pushing cap and trade are also the same people, or tied in with the people that are putting forward these initiatives to eliminate all carbon emissions. And that's the excuse to bring back cap and trade. I mean, it's the same thing I used to listen to in the legislature, even from people who are on our side. Say, we're going to have to pass this bill that, forces you to, say, take every major highway of the state and we're not going to allow you to log within 100 feet of the road until you've logged everything on the backside and 25, 30 years later the trees have grown up and then you can log next to the road. Or we're not going to allow you to log next to a stream because you might impact the stream. Okay, those kinds of laws we accepted and we put in place policy, law, and rules that complicate your life. We put those in place because of the threat of initiatives that would be expensive to defeat. Now, how expensive would it be to defeat an initiative that says we're going to eliminate all carbon emissions, which means all your natural gas, all of your diesel and gasoline fuels? How do you think the average person would react to that? Also, if you want to comment at all, I got a shout out to my friend Lars Larson. Lars taught me talk radio a long time ago, back in the early 2000s. I was still serving in the legislature at the time. You got to have a little bit of sense of humor. And every now and then, Lars has a bit of a sense of humor. He doesn't display it a lot on the air. And I really don't either because, frankly, the things we talk about here in Political Coffee are darn serious. And, it's hard to make light of it. But I have to say, in private, Lars sometimes has just got a very dry sense of humor. So over the weekend, I just see a text on my phone from Lars. Lars doesn't do that a lot, but he sent it out to a group of us. He said, he started off the text by saying, "Guess who finally finished, who's no longer smoking? Guess." And then he said, "Qassem Soleimani." You get it? Smoking. I thought it was because Lars and his lovely wife have been cigarette smokers in times past. I thought it was, it was one of them, right? No, he met the Iranian general that Trump took out. And Trump was right. Should have been done a long time ago. But the stunning insanity of the left and you got Ron Wyden. It's not only the left going after Trump, the left that are agreeing with, I'll help you. The Iranians have an $80 million bounty on Trump's head, somebody to kill him and to murder him. And then you got leftist Hollywood types thinking that's a good thing. So I got a phone call, actually, from Scott Roter that you hear occasionally on this show. He's a Jewish conservative activist. And Scott said to me, the insanity of these people, where's their accountability? Where is their accountability in the minds of anybody who would see this on social media and say, that's just way too far? Well, okay, so let's talk about accountability. Whether it's culturally or whether it's when it comes to spending your tax dollars. This story today about the willful ignoring of Oregon law that agencies have to engage in internal auditing. That willful ignoring it has a lot of implications. Every time you have to spend more money for, say, DMV fees, every time you have to spend more money to do anything that is all the fees that are related to the state of Oregon that always get raised, you should think about how they're spending your dollars today. Well, but if you don't know that they're wasting your money, you won't be thinking about it, will you? Could that be a possible reason why there's a no accountability here that this editorial in the Bend Bulletin is pointing out? Now, I will tell you that it is for other reasons in addition to that. I'm going to get into all of that today. But I started the show, and I want to come back full circle to this. Does it seem like today things are just so complicated? Yeah, it does. It seems like life used to, now I'm 60, going to be 61 here. It seems like life used to be a lot less complicated. And I think that that is true in real life examples. You see, in talking with my father, who's 84, you know, when he started farming in the 50s, it was a lot easier. You didn't have all these rules and regulations. You didn't have all the compliance things that we have to comply with today. Every one of those compliance issues make your life more difficult. You, in, let's say, building a backyard fence, used to be able to do that without getting a permit. Most cities today, you got to get a permit. These types of things are a natural consequence of, well, of a governmental system that is not self-limiting. What do I mean by that? Well, look, you can never expect bureaucracies to limit themselves. That's not in their best interest. And frankly, you cannot expect legislators like I used to be to limit themselves. They won't. Because they love power. The only person that can limit government is you. And we have that ability in Oregon based on our initiative system. Now, it's a double-edged sword, to be sure. But the reasons why we have a more complicated life every day, not just in Oregon, but across the country, is because we, the people, have not limited government's actions even further. What do I mean by that? Well, I'll tell you when we come back from the break, because this is central to your life not getting any more ridiculously complicated or unnecessarily complicated than it is today. I'll tell you what, we'll come back. It's 6:20 in the morning. You're listening to Political Coffee. What do you think? Do actions speak louder than words? And blackmail. Do you like blackmail?
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. You can also send me an email to jeff@1220.am, and I'll do my darndest to read it on there. You know, by the way, I just an interesting comment about Trump taking out Soleimani. Something that I agree should have been done a very long time ago. I like the fact that he has said to the Iraqis, which the Iraqi parliament voted yesterday to kick us out of there, right? He says, you know what? We're not leaving until you've paid for that big military base, air base we built for you. Okay. Isn't that about time? He should also say, you know what, we're also not leaving until you give us your oil. Because they're not, folks. He said that for a long time. You know what? We're going to come in and save you from tyranny and give you an opportunity to live free. Guess what? You're going to pay us for it. Now, no amount of money can ever pay for the loss of life or the damage to so many American soldiers. And it's not just physical damage, those that are, you know, have these horrible wounds, but it's the spiritual wound in your soul. Because having gone to war twice with the Oregon National Guard, rather, Ranger units, combat infantry units in Iraq and Afghanistan, I will tell you, it changes you. And it ain't for the better. But it's necessary. I like what Trump said. We're not leaving Iraq till you pay us for the military base. Boy, is that something that should have been said and done a long time ago. Yep. Just like taking out Soleimani. All right. So I said to you, you know, life just seems to be so complicated. And it is because we have unfettered growth of what? Lawmakers making laws. That's what the problem is, folks. Because with every law that gets passed by a legislature, there have to be written these administrative rules. Administrative rules have the force and the effect of law themselves. They shouldn't, but they do. This makes your life really complicated. Now, sometimes there's justification for it. Yes, I don't disagree with that. But ultimately, it makes life so complicated. That, you know, there's, I don't know if you've seen this story, folks, but I've heard it a number of times. And I believe it is a you probably could Google it and find it in a heartbeat, but I believe that it is a conservative organization that just a few years ago did a study, and that the average person, just you and I, living our lives every day, break multiple federal laws every single day with just how we live. Just the normal things of life that you do engage in, you're breaking federal law. Now, just stop for a moment and think about that. That's crazy. It's crazy to think that we have allowed government that is so far from us in a swamp in D.C. that meets full time, that we pay far too much money to, that we allow congressmen and senators to go back there as poor people and come out rich. Because they get exemptions from insider trading laws in the stock market and a bunch of other things. We've allowed this to happen, and it has created this, well, this machinery of government that says we have to do this because that just happened. Or we need to do this, like, say, put in place cap and trade. Nationally, we need to limit what you can do. We need to put in place all of these crazy subsidies for wind power and solar and for electric cars and all of that nonsense. All because of a scam called global warming. And now we have to do cap and trade in February in Oregon because we're being blackmailed. Now, all of this, friends, leads me back to this point. Government needs to be limited. It is the basic premise of our Constitution, which limits the actions of government in your life personally. But the legislatures and the Congress need to be limited. Because you know what? They just make more and more laws. And every day, those laws get administrative rules written. Literally, every day, new administrative rules are adopted, both in Congress and right here in Oregon, that you and I don't have a clue about, unless it's an issue we're paying attention of. We don't know. And they have an impact in your life. just like plastic bags, right? Going to the grocery store. I've been last couple of days, I've been grocery shopping. I've got to either take my own bag in, and I refuse to do that because I want to support the timber industry. I'm paying those 5 cents for those paper bags instead of plastic bags. All for a zero impact in your world, other than negative. Won't make any difference. Because, you see, the rest of the world is not going to eliminate plastic. You see, America's not the problem when it comes to plastic bags. The rest of the world is. Anyway, my point to you is this. We the people need to limit the number of laws that can be introduced and adopted in a given year. We need to limit the excuse of using in Oregon in our Constitution the emergency clause, which takes away your right to vote. It does. Your right to repeal over half of the bills passed in every legislative session have emergency clauses. There aren't that many emergencies. Folks, you know it and I know it. The average person knows it. Now, we need to limit the number of bills that a legislature can pass in Congress and right here in Oregon if we want to keep our lives from becoming ridiculously and more unnecessarily complicated. Now, when we come back, I want to get into Ellen Rosenblum's hypocrisy. Do as I say, but not as I do. How well has that worked in your life? And more on blackmail. How well does that work to create public policy? Stick to it.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. Hypocrisy and blackmail. Two different things we're talking about I'm going to get into here in a moment. These are things that you can use to have persuasive conversations with others. You know, the first half hour of this show, I've laid out a number of topics here, but they're all related to something. You see, whether it is, the complication of life due to too many laws being passed can be changed. It can be limited by we the people. The bureaucracy is never going to limit themselves, friends. And certainly the legislature isn't. I can tell you, I served 8 years in the Oregon House of Representatives. They're not going to limit their power in any way. Only we, the people, can do it. But not if you're not aware of what's going on. And that's this editorial I'm going to get into here that has to do with the state not performing internal audits. It's an editorial in the Bend Bulletin. And the reason it isn't is because of hypocrisy. Just as much as Ellen Rosenblum's hypocrisy that she wrote in this op-ed in the Oregonian, because she didn't like the fact that the Oregonian, much to their credit, dinged her. And, of course, she falls back on the first Jewish woman attorney general thing. Typical of identity politics, but that's just typical of Ellen Rosenblum, who wakes up from her naps whenever she's personally offended about something. Do as I say, not as I do. It's hypocrisy. It's hypocrisy to say, for Kate Brown to say, well, the legislature didn't give us auditing positions, even though the law says we have to do internal audit. We don't have the people to do it because the legislature didn't pay for it. Let me tell you why in a moment. But I want to remind you, well, actually, I want to ask you a question. Have you tried CBD products? Seriously. Have you tried CannaShield, which you can only get in Oregon from Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care? They're in South Salem, right next to Safeway on South Commercial. The reason I ask you that question is because I use CBD products, and they work for me, especially when I have sore muscles from working out. But I know other people that use CBD products for their aching joints, like arthritis, and it seems to work for them. So what's stopping you? What's stopping you from going down and talking to the folks at Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care, or frankly, go to their website, vimsalem.com. It's all one word, V-I-M, vimsalem.com. You can learn about it. And you know, the thing about buying their product, CannaShield, is simple. It only comes from Oregon. It doesn't come from CBD isolate that is made in China, full of God knows what. It is the highest quality of product, and frankly, it, you know, it gives you what it says it gives you on the label. And not all the stuff you buy, CBD stuff you buy on the internet, does that, by the way. There's a study done about that recently. About half of the CBD products that you bought on the internet don't contain what they say it contains. So you're not getting what you're paying for. You don't have to worry about that with Vim. You don't worry about it with CannaShield. So check it out, vimsalem.com, or go down and see them. It's South Commercial, Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care, down on South Commercial. It's hypocrisy for the governor to blame, for Kate. This is Kate's legacy, folks, of unaccountability. It's hypocrisy for her to blame the inability of her agencies to comply with state law that says the larger agencies have to perform internal audits. But they're not. And they blame it on the fact that the legislature didn't fund these new positions to do that. Well, let me tell you what's going on behind the scenes. You can take virtually any state agency and look at the numbers of vacant positions that the legislature did fund, but they didn't hire anybody. Huh? Yeah. Virtually every agency has positions, employee positions, that are supposed to be doing something for you, the taxpayer, and they have not been hired to do it. But yet they've been given the money by the legislature. And you're probably thinking, okay, so what are they using the money for? That's where the hypocrisy comes in here, folks. Because you know what's going on? While Kate is blaming the legislature for not funding these positions, she knows full well that the reasons that the state law requiring internal auditing isn't getting done is because, not because the legislature hasn't funded it, but because the agencies don't want to be audited internally, number one. Because in Kate's world, yeah, government can handle itself, and there's no reason to audit it. And oh, by the way, audits that are critical of our management of government reflect poorly on Kate, and she doesn't like that. That's the first reason. The second reason is even more sinister, is because Kate forces these positions that have already been funded, which is different than the unfunded auditing positions, these positions that have already been funded, keeps those agencies, her actions of negotiating and giving a better deal to the unions than what the legislature funded for pay increases and benefit increases, she negotiates that. She is the sole person that does that. She gives them always, in the 8 years that I served in the House of Representatives, Democrat governors always give the unions more than what the legislature pays for. So how do the agencies pay for that difference? They take money given to them to hire people that are supposed to benefit you, and they use that money without hiring the person to pay for the additional benefits. That's where the hypocrisy comes in. Kate creates the circumstances with her negotiating for more than what the legislature pays for. She creates the circumstances by which the agencies say, we can't audit ourselves because we can't even fill all the positions they have. And even if they did give us more money, we still can't do it. See how that works, folks? It's pure hypocrisy. Most people don't know it, but it's how it works. And it's how it always works until we get a governor who will stand up to the unions, but you're not going to bite the hand that feeds you. How about Ellen Rosenblum? How well does it work to say to anybody, do as I say, but not as I do? You see, Ellen Rosenblum wrote this op-ed piece in the Oregonian because it got under her skin, and she says it. She doesn't like it. As a Jewish woman attorney general, she played that card, right? She does. She says that. She doesn't like being criticized at all. This is about this non-unanimous jury. Oregon apparently is the only state in the country that still has not changed the law. Imagine that. Imagine Democrats in charge of Oregon government, right? So in charge of Oregon government, but they fail to pass as the only state in the union that still allows non-unanimous jury verdicts. U.S. Supreme Court's going to decide that apparently an Alabama case. Her attorney, her Department of Justice wrote a friend of the court brief saying, no, don't make us go back and fix our 85-year law by having to retry a whole bunch of cases. That's what she says. She says her friend of the court brief, however, she had to do. She had to defend Oregon's law, but she doesn't agree with it. Do as I say, not as I do. She says here that she did it to protect the overall interests of the state. In a fair, and I'm reading from her op-ed, well-functioning system of criminal justice. She says, as the state's attorneys, my legal staff and I must carefully consider positions in matters like this. It is the Louisiana case that is going to be decided. She says, based on our analysis of what is likely to happen here in Oregon after 47 years, the Supreme Court decides to change its mind if it decides it. We worry that it would create extremely complicated challenges for Oregon's courts and all of its proceedings. A reversal by the court, the U.S. Supreme Court, would call into question an enormous number of past cases that complied with the Supreme Court law at the time. We pointed out our concerns in a friend of court brief, arguing against overturning this. Then she says, the Oregonian editorial board interpreted our position to be a defense of the law. It is far from it. Really? You say don't overturn it because it'll create, isn't that defending the law? And then she tries to say it isn't. How could you use such hypocrisy in conversations with others? 648. We are back, friends. Great to have you with us.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
All right, 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Your last opportunity to call and comment. Do you like blackmail? Well, you know, we have laws against it. Or do you like hypocrisy? Do you like the fact that Kate creates the conditions by which state agencies get paid for public employees to hire them to do something that's supposed to benefit you, and they don't hire them, but they still use the money to do what? Pay for Kate's pay and benefits she negotiated with the unions. And then, because they don't have the money, Kate blames the legislature for state agencies that get away with not complying with the law. Now, do you suppose there's a lawsuit there? I'm quite serious. Is there a lawsuit for malfeasance? For misuse? How about for fraud? Is it fraud? Well, I think there's an argument. Look, I mean, Bill Clinton argued about the meaning of the word is. So shouldn't we be able to argue fraud? Is it fraud to represent to the taxpayers in a legal document called a budget that you're going to pay for the taxpayers X number of people working in a state agency, but then you don't hire those people because you have to use the money to pay for other things? Is that fraud? I think it is. It certainly is on principle. Now, everything I just shared with you, you could use in a conversation with someone, in a persuadable conversation. Questions you could ask. The way you could, especially if you're a state employee. But in principle, why is it that nobody holds government accountable for not complying with the law? Yet you and I get held accountable every day if we break the law. That's another thing in principle that you can use in conversations with other people. And you can use examples like this. The editorial written in the Ben Bulletin about this issue. But the idea that Ellen Rosenblum, as Oregon's Attorney General, argues in the U.S. Supreme Court against overturning this non-unanimous jury concept, and then writes an editorial saying that the Oregonian got it wrong in interpreting their position to be defense of the law. It is far from it, she says. Really? Your actions speak louder than your words, Ellen. What do you think a friend of the court brief that argues against overturning the law is? That's defending the law. I don't care how you try to parse it. It's what it is. It's hypocrisy. And she's so unnerved by being called on it, and she had to write an op-ed. Stunning, isn't it? 503-589-1220. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Art. Art, good morning. How are you?
I call it a scam, Jeff.
Well, it is.
Well, there is no doubt about it. And hypocrisy, yes. But, you know, the rule of law kind of means nothing to these people. You know, you're talking about administrative rules and, you know, these agencies get their representatives in the AG's office to write opinions that are really kind of bogus, but they state, you know, what the agency wants it to state because obviously the AG's office is the attorney of these agencies and kind of has to do what the agency tells them to. So, I mean, it's all a scam. I remember when Pelosi said, and they do this in Oregon too, you got to wait till we pass the law to see what's in it. And then they go and write these dang administrative rules the way they want to, not necessarily to do what the law intended them to do. And voila, this is what happens when we allow government to run amok and do whatever the heck they want to.
So in all of this, whether it's writing administrative rules, passing too many laws and writing too many rules, all of this can be cured one way. What is that way?
Holding them accountable. And, you know, you talk about lawsuits, but who in the heck can afford to defend our rights all the time? It's dang expensive, Jeff. And the only way that we're going to be able to make positive changes is to get rid of the corrupt, and I do mean corrupt, politicians that allow this stuff to happen all the time. And, you know, it happens in our governor's office all the time. I mean, you
well,
know.
Well, all right. So, excellent point. And Art, I'm going to let you go because I want to kind of finish things up. Excellent point, because that is the essence of what has to happen. But it can't happen unless people are aware of it. This is where you come in, folks. Every one of you have the ability in your circle of influence to influence people's thinking, to get them to realize only the people can hold government accountable. And unless we rise up, we the people, unless we hold politicians accountable through the numerous tools that we have, yes, recall is one of them, writing editorials, social media, protesting, you know, this February 6th protest at Timber Unity protest is going to be huge, folks. And you need to come and be a part of that down at the state capitol. These are ways that we can do it. But voting in politicians who really have the right motivations and reasons for serving you and I can only be accomplished if you and I educate our friends and our neighbors and people in our circle of influence to what's going on with government. And you know what? It'll change when we do that. Nobody likes being blackmailed. That's exactly what's happening with these initiatives to eliminate all carbon emissions in Oregon. That's an absurdity that will destroy people's lives in the state, entire industries. And the legislature is going to use that to ram cap and trade down our throats, maybe in February. I hope this has all been interesting food for thought for you today, folks. I'm back tomorrow. I hope you are too. Make it a great day.